Okay, I want to begin our study of the Sefer Ma'aser Rav. So let's start right from the beginning. We're not going to be doing the Hakdama to the Ma'aser Rav, although it's very worthwhile to check it out. As with most Hakdamas to most Sfarim, this is no exception. But nevertheless, let's start from the first halacha that they say over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So they say, the first Hanhaga that's listed in the Ma'aser Rav, Os Aleph, Simen Aleph, whatever you want to call it, Lakum b'chatzos v'lasos tikun chatzos, that the minig of the Gaon was to get up in the middle of the night at chatzos. It's well known from many different sources of the biographies and the statements of the students of the Gra that the Gra used to sleep very, very little. He used to wake up at four different half-hour intervals for a total of about 2 hours a night, and he was very makbid not to oversleep, and if he would ever oversleep, he would take note of it, and he would write down the hours, and he would beg for forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was wasting his time sleeping too much. So we know that the Gaon was someone who woke up in the middle of the night more than once over the course of the night, and he was dafka makbid to wake up by chatzos, vilasos tikun chatzos, to say tikun chatzos. So what is this tikun chatzos? I want to give a little bit of a background, because there is a bit of a debate in the Shulchan Aruch concerning this idea of tikun chatzos. So, for starters, let's go to the Gemara. Let's go to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Halayla, Val Kol Mishmaro Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoei Kari. Okay, this is at the end of a discussion. Is the night broken up into four Mishmaros, or is the night broken up into three Mishmaros? And it was a question in terms of when is the last time to say Kriya Shema, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that Sof HaShmaros HaRishona, and we paskin anyway, like Shitas Rabban Gamlil, that you can say it all night. But nevertheless, the Gemara was going through this idea of how many Mishmaros the night has. So we go to the statement of Rabbi Eliezer that there are three Mishmaros of the night time, and every Mishmar, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Shoei Kari, roars like a lion, Shenemar Hashem Yimrom Yishag, Mimon Kodesho Yitein Kolo, Shoeg Yishag Al Naveu, right? The Simon Ledavar, and they give you Simonim, Mishmaris Rishona Chamor Noer, you can, at the end of the first Mishmar, You can hear a donkey braying, v'shnia kolavim tzokim, you could hear the dogs howling or barking, shlishis tinok yonek mishtei mishade imo, you can hear a baby nursing, or you can hear the babies getting up to nurse from their mothers, v'isha misaperes imbailu, or the husband and the wife getting to waking up and they start schmoozing. My kachashiv Rabbi Eliezer, itchilas mashmaros kachashiv. So the Gemara asks, which parts of the mishmaros is he talking about? Is he talking about the beginnings of the mishmaros? So he says, tchilam, so what do I need simanim for? Itchilas mishmaros kachashiv, tchilas mishmaros rishona, simana lamali. Why would I need a simin for the beginning of the first third of the night? Urduhu, meaning that's when night starts. That's the best simin there is. It used to be light outside, now it's dark outside. Isof mishmaros kachashiv, if he's talking about the ends of the mishmaros, sof mishmar achrona lamali simana. Why do I need a simin for the end of the last one? Right? Why do I need to hear Isha and the Saperis and Baila? Why do I need to know about the babies getting up to nurse? It doesn't matter to me. I just see the light come. Yamamahu. I see the light coming over the horizon. I know that's the end of the third Mishmar. Ela Chashiv Sof Mishmar Rishona, the end of the first Mishmar. V'tchilas Mishmar Achrona. Right? And the beginning of the last Mishmar. V'emtsayis Emtsaisa. And the middle of the middle Mishmar. So the first answer the Gemara gives to why I need a sign is that, of course, I don't need a sign for the beginning of the first. So the first sign of the donkey, that is telling me that the first third of the night is now over. And then the sign for the second Mishmar is telling me that it's the middle of the second Mishmar, which we would call Chatzos. And then the third sign is the end of the second Mishmar, which is the beginning of the third. And obviously the sign that shows the end of the third is that it's daylight outside. So that's the first answer of the Gemara. Kulhu sof mishmaras kachashiv v'chule. Meaning, and if you want to tell me that it's not, that's not the pshat, really they're all listing off the ends of the Mishmar. And the Gemara goes further to try to say. So he seems to be two answers. According to the first answer, there's something special about the middle of the second Mishmar. I mean, there's something special about Chatzos. And according to the second answer, there doesn't seem to be anything special about Chatzos. There's only something special about the end of the Mishmaros. And at every one of these Mishmaros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up and he roars like a lion and he cries about the Beis HaMikdash and he's upset about the fact that he sent us into Golis, whatever that means. So this is the seemingly two answers in the Gemara. One says there's something very special about Chatzos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries about the Golis, and one says there's nothing special about Chatzos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries about the Golis. Now if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch, in the very, very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, so in Se'if Beis and Se'if Gimel, so it alludes to the ideas of Tikkun Chatzos. So the Se'if Beis says, Hamashkim lehischanim lifnei boro, when a person wants to wake up early to say tachanunim, he wants to make requests and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yechavin lasos shemishtanos hamishmaros. So he says, you should try to have in mind at the time when the different mishmaros are changing. Shehin bishlish halayla. That's the first third of the night. Usof shnei shlishi halayla. And the end of the second third of the night. Usof halayla. Right? So he says, and at the end of the night, meaning the end of the third third, which is the very beginning of the morning. Shehat fila shi yispala ba'osam ashoos al-churban valagolis ritsuya. When you daven about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Golus, that is a very good time for that. It's very a desirable time to daven for these things. And then in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Ra'ui l'chol yirei shamayim, shiyehe meitzar v'doeg al churban Beis HaMikdash. And it's worthwhile and it's fitting for anyone who considers himself to be a yirei shamayim, that he should be constantly worried and constantly in pain about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we stress this idea of Tikkun Chatzos, that a person should wake up and say special tefillos for the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that it's dafka at Chatzos. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch to do it in the middle of the night. It says at the end of the Ashmoris, which seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins in favor of the second answer of the Gemara, which is that we're talking, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry over these things? It's dafka at the time of the ending of the Mishmaros, not the middle of the second Mishmar, which would be Chatzos. And you want to say like, okay, so I'm not such a holy Jew, I don't get up in the middle of the night, I'm not the Vilna Gaon, I'm not the intended reader for the Shulchan Aruch, that I would wake up in the middle of the night to say Tikkun Chatzos. But nevertheless, it chaps a big nafkamina for the average Jew as well, because the average Jew says slichos. The average Jew likes to say slichos, and we know that we're supposed to say slichos at a time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to accept our prayers. It's a zman that's ratzui to the Kabbalah of our tefillos. So when is that? So a lot of times, people don't want to wake up early during the end of the third Ashmoris. Sometimes that could be very, very early in the morning. Therefore, we like to wait up till late at night and we say them at Chatzos, because Chatzos is a very important time, according to the first answer in the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel our tefillos at such a time. But is that really true? According to the Shulchan Aruch, you can see that really you're not supposed to make tachanunim at the middle of the second Ashmoris. You're supposed to make your tachanunim at the end of the second Ashmoris, the end of the first, and the end of the third. So it's not dafka the best time for it. So why is it that we have the minig to say Tikkun Chatzos at Chatzos? And for those of us who aren't so chashuv, that we don't dafka say Tikkun Chatzos like the Vilna Gaon did, but we still say Slichos at Chatzos and we consider it an important time. So what is the story there? And not only that, but if you look in the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham gets a little upset about this, and he says, I'll read you straight from the Magen Avraham, Hamekubalim he'erichu be'inyin tefilas Chatzos. Says there's a lot of talk in the Kabbalah, and don't misunderstand, the Magen Avraham was a huge fan of Kabbalah. He's the one who really introduced all the practices of the Arizal into the mainstream Ashkenazi canon. He's the one who brought it in. The Shulchan Aruch left out most of the, if he was aware, I mean, he was neighbors with the Arizal. I assume he knew a lot of the practices of the Arizal, but nevertheless, the Magen Avraham is the one who slips it in, and it became part of Ashkenazi halacha. But this particular nekuda, the Magen Avraham is not so happy about. He says, the Mekubalim write at length, Be'inyin Tefilas Chatzos, Rikanti, he quotes the Rikanti, I think it's really pronounced Rikanati, but I think my Rebbeim say Rikanti. So he says, Parsha Spiracious, Kosav is Elishono, and the Rikanti was a big Makobal as well. And you know, he wrote a Pirshon Chumash, which has a lot of Kabbalah in it. And he writes in Parsha Spiracious, Aviyeshomrim Zman Bakoshes Rachmim Husof Alayla. There's some people say it's good to ask for mercy at the end of the night. Vani achria ki bechatzos roy levakish rachamim al kneses Yisrael val bnia uvesof alayli levakish tzrachos. He says the Rikanti says I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. At chatzos you're supposed to daven for the churban beis hamikdash, and then at the end of the ashmores, at the end of the third of the night, so you should daven for your own personal needs. Vakashezu tzricha lios benefilas apayim, etc. Okay, he says you should do the Nefilas HaPayim like we do for Tachanun. Fine. Uve Gemara Dilan says the Magen Avraham in the Nigla world, not in the Nistar world of the Mekubalim, but in our Gemara, in Shas Bavli, Letiritz HaRishon, Denasin Simin Le'emtzois, De'emtzois, V'hainu Chatzos, Mash Medas Ratzenhu. The Ace Ratzen, sorry. So he says that if you read it, the first answer, so it says that Chatzos is an Ace Ratzen. Letiritz HaSheni, Lo Mash Mekain. So he says, but according to the second Teretz, it's not there. So he says, V'ayin v'zohar, v'yakal omid. All right, so then he just says a side point from the Zohar that you always divide up the night into 12 hours, 12 halachic hours, shos manios, whether it's a long night or a short night. He says, even though he's going to talk about this and he's going to say differently than this. So the bottom line is that the Magen Avraham says that the Mekubalim talk a lot about Tikkun Chatzos, but in the end of the day, the best time, according to the second answer of the Gemara, is Sof HaShmores, whereas he quotes the Rikanti, and he says the Rikanti is Machalik. He says that when it comes to davening for the Beis HaMikdash, that you're supposed to do at Chatzos. And when it comes to davening for your own personal needs, that you should do B'Sof HaShmores. Okay, that is the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, so the Mishnah Brura in his commentary on Sif Gimel, which is Sif Kotten Tes in the Mishnah Brura, he writes when the Shulchan Aruch says Roy L'chol Yirei Shemayim She Meitz Avedoig Al Churban Meis Hamikdash, so he writes VaMekubalim Erichum Od BeGodol Milas Kimas Chatzos Ki Rabahi. So the Mekubalim spoke about the greatness of getting up at Chatzos. It's very important. U'Kvar Nitfas B'Sidurim Seder Anhaga Al Pi Kisvei Arizal. And he says this is important based on the Ari. That's what we saw in the Magen Avraham, that it doesn't matter how long or how short the night is, it's the middle of the night. You divide the night up into 12 shows manios, and it's the smack in the middle of the night. That's called chatzos. So we shall see what's pshat over here. He quotes from the Mikdash Melech and the Artzos HaChaim. I don't remember who the Mikdash Melech is. The Artzos HaChaim is the Malbim in his Sefer and Halacha. He didn't get so far through the Shulchan Aruch, but everything he did write on is fantastic. And in the Artzos HaChaim, he writes that you should do a little before Chatzos, u'mechatzos ve'elech yasuk b'Torah. And then, so you should finish your Tikkun Chatzos at Chatzos, and then after Chatzos, you should learn regular Torah. That's along the lines of what we saw in the Rikanti, that at the end of the night, you should then talk about personal needs. V'yesh omrim az shomim laboker im hukarav lanitz. All right, so then that's enough in terms of the Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot more to see in that sifkaton. It's a big sifkaton, but that's enough for us, our purposes in terms of Tikkun Chatzos. So now again, we've seen that the shita of the Magen Avraham is that the Mekubalim are somewhat against our Gemara, because our Gemara had two answers, and only according to the first answer is there something important about Chatzos, but according to the last answer, there's nothing important about Chatzos, and it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that there's nothing so important about Chatzos. That seems to be the way that the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham are learning. However, the Vilna Gaon just said you're supposed to get up at Chatzos and say Tikkun Chatzos. And there are other parts of the Gemara where we hear about people getting up dafka at Chatzos and being singing praises to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to continue with this idea, The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis talks about David HaMelech. Would he get up at? Would David HaMelech wake up at Chatzos? For David Palga Delil Yahavakoi Me Urta Havakoi. He would wake up earlier than that. He would be up all night. So he goes to quotes a pasuk. So the Gemara then concludes. Now Amar Rav Oshi Amar Rabbi Acha Hachi Ka Amar May Olam Lo Avar Alai Chatzos Laila B'Shena. Reb Zera Amar. He says first I never was sleeping when Chatzos came around. So what does that mean? Reb Zera Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayim Misnamnim Kasos. He would sleep a little bit. He would be rolling around in bed. Apparently that's how a horse sleeps. Never seen it. Mikan Ve'Ela Hayim Misgaber Ka'ari. But then after that he would jump out of bed like a lion. And then he would really be awake. Rav Ashi Amar Ad Chatzos La'Elohi Osik B'Divrei Torah Mikan Ve'Elach B'Shiras V'Sishbachos. So he says until Chatzos he'd be learning Torah, and then he would say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so you see again that David HaMelech held that Chatzos was an important time to daven. He was an important time to daven, and you know then they go further and they say that David HaMelech would keep a harp next to his bed, and he had a siman when the winds would change direction in his palace, and that's how he would know to wake up and to say Shiras v'Sishbachos Hashem. So there are other sources in the Gemara that seem to indicate that Chatzos is a time dafka for tefillah, dafka for Shiras and Sishbachos, and so it's not like the Gemara is completely devoid of ideas. That's why I didn't know why the Magen Avraham didn't want to throw that in there, possibly as a source, but Lamaisa, he doesn't. He doesn't think that that's an important source, and trust me, the Magen Avraham didn't forget about it. So you have to say that he didn't think it was that big of a deal. But in the end of the day, there is a source that says that Chatzos Dafka is a time to stop learning Torah, which is obviously the Rambam stresses that the Iker time for learning Torah is at night, and the time you really fall in love. And I always like to give a mashal that when you they have a couple that's looking to get married and they're dating and they talk on the phone at night. Those are very emotional conversations, those nighttime conversations that they'll have on the telephone or that they'll have in person. A very emotional time, the nighttime. And therefore, the Rambam, you know, the Mashal, he talks about a person, not exactly in this way, but if you look in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam stresses a person wants to fall in love with Torah. So he has to make sure that his nighttime learning is taken very seriously. He has to make sure that he doesn't let his nights go to waste. That's the Rambam's lashon over there. But the idea is that he would stop learning Torah at night, and then he would switch to tefillah. So we see this by David HaMelech. Fine. Just to go back to the Vibayis Ema that we were talking about before. So the Gemara said Vibayis Ema, the second answer, Kulu Sof Mishmaros Kachashiv. Right. So he says we were talking about the ends of each one of the Mishmaros. So we said, well, what's the point of giving a sign for the ends of the Mishmaros? V'chitei Machrona Lo Tzarech L'may Nafkamina L'mikrei Kriyashma L'man D'goni V'bayis Ofel V'lo Yadazman Kriyashma Emas. Excuse me. So he says that it's still important for somebody who needs a sign because he might be living in Eretz Yisrael. You have those great trisim that they draw the shades. You can't tell when the sun comes out, so you want to say Kriya Shema. So you're not going to know when the Zman is because you're going to be completely in the dark. And therefore, when you hear the signs, when you hear Isha Mesaperes and Baila, you're going to know that it's time to say Kriya Shema. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Magen Avraham, and he basically claims that it's a machlokes between the Mekubalim and the second answer in the Gemara. Now, if you look in the Graz Pirush on Maseches Brachos, he has a couple of different Pirushim on Maseches Brachos. He has the Imre Noam, which is the Pirush on the Pshat in the Gemara. He also has another, he has a Biurei Agados, which is, some fancy Kabbalistic interpretations. I was never really Zohar to understand much of it, but nevertheless, I have the Sefer. And one day maybe I'll actually be able to make sense out of it. But the Imre Noam, I have a couple of different versions of the Imre Noam. One of them was published a while back in Switzerland. I don't remember who the publisher was, but it has some nice footnotes. And then the Mosader of Cook put out a beautiful edition of the Imre Noam with extensive footnotes from Rav Ariel Gershon Ternovsky. And here he gives a whole shiur on the topic of what's the story with the Ashmoras here. So let me just read to you from the Imrei Noah and to tell you how the Gra learns it. Then I'll mention some of the sources that are mentioned by Rav Tarnovsky. So in the Imrei Noam, where he writes Kulu Sof Mishmaras Kachashiv, so he says we're talking about the end of Mishmaras Ratzalomer HaMishmar HaRishon VaHaAchron. So he says we're talking about the ends of the Mishmaros, but the Gra says no, it doesn't mean the ends of all three. It means the end of the first and the end of the third. He says the Gemara never changed their mind about the second Ashmoras. The Gemara only changed their mind about the first and the third. Meaning there were two answers in the Gemara. The first answer in the Gemara was we're talking about the end of the first and we're talking about the beginning of the third and the middle of the second. And the second answer of the Gemara was we're talking about the end of the first and we're still talking about the middle of the second, and we're talking about the end of the third. The Gemara never wavered on that particular answer. That's the Gra's shita and how to learn the Gemara. Umishum, how does he know, why does he say this? Umishum dechatzos alayla shuhu eitz ratzon, hum aforsam b'chol sifrei ha-kabbalah v'zohar, alkein tzarech lefarish kein. He says, you can't get out of this, because, l'maisa, at the end of the day, if you've read Kabbalah, if you read the Zohar, we know that chatzos is the time. That's the time that you're supposed to say tachanunim. It's a very choshevet time, and obviously that's the time that the Rabbanu Shalom is showing Kari. That's the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Golus, and therefore it can't be that the Gemara was changing their pshat. And then the publisher put in here, Ayin Magen Avram, Simen Aleph, Sifkatan Dalar, Bira Gra Zal, Sham Sifkatan Yudches. So you see, and he says, this is the same machlokas that carries over into the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avram learns the Gemara Kipshuto. He can't blame him. And he says, this Gemara is against the Kabbalah. And the Gra says, Efshar, you can't say the Gemara is against the Kabbalah. You have to just learn it and say that the end of the first, end of the third, but never change the middle of the second. It's always talking about Chatzos. And therefore, you shouldn't feel like, oh, if I say Slichos at Chatzos, then I'm doing the wrong thing, because that's only according to the Nistar, it's not according to the Nigla, and if I want to say Tikkun Chatzos, there's no real inyan to say it at Chatzos, you know, ruin the whole name, but there's no real inyan to say it at Chatzos, I should really be saying it during the end of one of the Mishmaros. So that's a question over there, how you want to take it. But just in footnote number 30, he quotes the Magen Avraham over here, and he says, he quotes the machlokes between the Gra and the Magen Avraham, and then he quotes the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the Nodib Yehuda on Shas, and the Tzlach has a lengthy perish on Maseches Brachos, and then he also quotes the Prima Gadim, the Eshel Avraham. That's the commentary on the Magen Avraham we just read. They prove from the words of the Rashban, our Sogid, that ain Maila Chatzos klal in Yintfila. There is no Maila to Chatzos. The Rashba was not a person who did not study Kabbalah. He was certainly knowledgeable of Kabbalah. And the Rashba says, there's no maila to Chatzos per se. Shekosav nafkamina b'chol mishmos shal laila l'hapil rina v'tachanunim al churban abayis. He says, the real time to daven for the churban beis hamikdash is the change of the mishmaros. U'may dekochosh mishmar emtsois emtsis nafkamina l'achilas kachim shehin necholam al Chatzos. Says the whole point of Chatzos is just to know when you have to finish eating your korbanos, that the Chachamim say, Harchik Adam and Averi, you have to finish them by Chatzos. Im Kain, Mash Meshav Shel Tirtz Kama, Kol Alaylo Huzman Mesugal Etfilo. So he says, even according to the first Teretz, you daven at night, it's a good time for daven. Tzlach, Kosov Sheyesh Raya, Mefuresh Chatzos Laylo Huayis Ratzon. So the Tzlach says it's a different Raya from Yevom Mesayin Beis Amid Beis, the Kamar Kamash Melandeis Ratzon Milsehi. Find Omnam Machza Shekel Evi Namir. He quotes a number of Makoros. That the Tzlach seems to say, no, there is a source in Shas Bavli, in Meseches Yivam, Mesayin Beis Amid Beis, that Chatzos is an Eis Ratzon. But at the end of the day, it seems to be a machlokes between the Mekubalim, who say absolutely You know, there's no doubt that Chatzos is a very important time to daven for the Beis HaMikdash, and our Gemara and the Rashba at least and the standard way to learn our Gemara, which is that it's a machlok between the two answers whether Chatzos is anything, and the Rashba seems to say that even according to the first answer, Chatzos isn't really anything. And then he continues in the footnote, he quotes the Sefer Damesek Eliezer, which is a Pirush on the Gra. And he says, "Iker divrei Rabbeinu she'afli bo yisema basra mishmaras amtsoyes haynu amtsoyes damtsoisa pirish divrei dvar b'damesek Eliezer de hachamor masik linor be'emtsos damtsoisa." Meaning, you have that chamor no air. You have the chamor noer. You have this donkey braying from the end of the first mishmar that actually continues on until chatzos, and the achar kach noer maklav matzoakim. So I'm sorry, ulahachi. I skipped the line. I apologize. Rak de betchila mishmar hashniya maschilin gamken aklavim litzok ad sof hashmar hashniya. That's when the dogs get involved until the end of the second mishmar. The oz mesayim achamor linor levad, and that's when the donkey stops going on his own. The achar kach noar im aklavim matzokim b'chashiv emtzoyis emtzisa the oz maschila aklavim litzok levad. So that's when you hear the donkey stop, and then you just hear the dogs. And then when the third starts, so that's when the woman is talking on her own. That's how you learn the first answer of the Gemara. Second, Elishna Basra Chashiv Kulu Sof Mishmaris V'Chashiv Sof Rishona De Pasuk Achamor Lino Levad Kamoshin Itzkarnel. No, so he says at the end of the first third, that's when the donkey stops going on his own. V'sof shnia de pasuk klav litzok, and then at the end of the second third, the dog stops. V'sof laila de posekas yishemil asaper, and then at the end of the night, you don't hear the woman talking anymore. V'zesh kasa rabbein the chamor nor klav tzokim an chatzos. V'hainu shneim ke'echad. He says either way you look at it, you could say that you hear the sounds of the donkey and the dog together at chatzos. Mashenkin acher chatzos de klav tzokim levad, aval chamor pasuk lino. Says either way, you don't hear the chamor after chatzos. We came into the kuliyama chamor posek milinor beemtzos demtzisa have a shinoi mishmar v'have a es ratzon gam lelishna basra. He's saying that einachinami. Even if you want to argue that there's nothing chashuv per se according to the second answer about chatzos, but the simanim of the first mishmar ends at chatzos according to both answers. So there is clearly something going on at chatzos, even according to the Lishna Basra. I can honestly say I have no understanding of what the Damesek Eliezer is coming to add. It's not what the Gra seems to say, I'll pee the words of the Gra, but nevertheless, I don't claim to be an expert in understanding it, and Damesek Eliezer was an expert understanding it, so that's what he says. But in the end of the day, the Gra seems to say that the Pashup Shot is the Gemara to never change the way it looks at the second answer, and there's no machlokus between Kabbalah and Halacha. Everyone agrees that the middle of the second Mishmar remains. Now, we don't really have time to do it right now, but it's a very worthwhile read. If you have the fancy new, you know, it's not so new anymore, it's been around for a number of years already, but if you have the Hotzos Weinreb, Maiserav, the Sefer Maiserav, with the very excellent Pirushim on the sides of the Maiserav, and if you have the Makoros Aburim from Rav Yaakov Zolashinsky, who really did a fantastic job on the entire endeavor. So if you look in the Kovetz Mefarshim, there is a lengthy piece from Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, one of the great Achronim, these Ha'aris are called the Divrei Shlomo, where he has a very unique interpretation of the entire thing. It's very worthwhile to read it, even if you don't, you know, you could agree with him, you cannot agree with him, but it's very worthwhile to see how he formulates the entire situation. He comes to the conclusion that he has a very interesting diuk in the Lashon of the Maiserav, where it says, Lokum b'chatzos, v'la'asos tikun chatzos. So he wanted to say that you don't always have to do it at chatzos, really you should follow the Artzos Achayim, that you should say it a little bit before chatzos, and only at chatzos is during those days where it's usher to say bakashos, otherwise that's when you dafka have to do it at chatzos. But how he arrives to that conclusion, you really have to check it out in the Divrei Shlomo, in the Kovetz Meforshim on the Maaser Rav. But we don't have time to go through that right now. But definitely, if you have a free moment, give yourself a few minutes to check it out. It's very, very kedai.